Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favourite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah!
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon! That's right, your favourite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener.
Wow!
For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made. You're listening to the Oz Movies Podcast, only on the Oz Network.
Hello, and welcome back to the Oz Network for our continued coverage of The Amazing Race Season 36, as we are into the Mega Leg. It's here. We've been waiting for it all season long. We haven't talked about it yet. Next episode is the Scramble episode. But we're here to talk about this episode, which is apparently subpar to Survivor this week, but we'll figure out that as we get into our discussion. My name is Rossi, and I'm joined by a man who could memorize a racetrack faster than anyone I know. It's Jared.
I feel like anybody could memorize a racetrack better than these people. We'll get to that, but that probably the highlight of the episode. But this was a weird episode because it's interesting that I think this is the first time we've ever got a mega leg in one episode. But as far as the episode itself goes, I'm calling it early, like, worst episode of the season for me.
Ooh, I liked it. So maybe we'll have divisive opinions here. I thought it was fun. I enjoyed it. Obviously, it sucks, like, halfway through the leg that, you know, the team's getting eliminated, which I've noticed is a recurring trend. But for some reason, when it's sunny and busy, they can get out of it. But when it's other teams, they can't get out of it. So I don't know. I thought it was fun and, like, I liked the fact that it was all one episode mega leg instead of the continued racing kind of deal we've been getting. Like, I don't know how you felt about that.
Yeah, no, I thought, like, I definitely thought that was cool. And I liked, like, for an episode, I was finally on board with this felt like a good amount of challenges. And, like, there's no critique from me about, oh, like, this challenge was bad or anything. I thought, like, the challenges themselves were good. The leg structure was good. I just think this episode kind of gets bogged down by alliances and, like you say, the lack of suspense, I suppose, kind of midway through.
I guess we'll get into it now. Well, how did you feel about the group two alliance that formed? We saw traces of it. We knew that Amber and Vinny and Angie and Danny, but the inclusion of Rod and Letitia, how did you feel about as you would probably put, ruining the episode?
I was definitely in two minds. I was here for it because, like, this is complete bias, but, like, anything that keeps Angie and Denny safe, I'm here for it. And I like, too, that they're being rewarded for the effort that they've put into these relationships. But I think having such a big alliance in this episode, to me, really kind of dragged it down. And it wasn't like they were working together at certain points. It was, like, the whole time they're working together. And there were certain points where I... Like, the detour, the meat detour, I love the alliance and kind of the strategy behind it. But I think, yeah, by that point, I was kind of almost over it. And I think, like, it worked less well at other points and just, I don't know, it was a bit frustrating. Like, granted, this episode wasn't going to be unpredictable no matter what because Derek and Shalisa were so far behind. But I think it just got frustrating that this group of three was just holding, you know, the middle ground throughout the episode.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't as bothered by the alliance, seeing as, hey, we got that, the meat challenge, like, that was so cool. I thought that was, like, a really fun, like, strategy that we don't really get on The Amazing Race that often, so I like that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Derek and Shalisa were so out of it, you know, took away, like, the fact that I didn't like the alliance. So, like, if it was, like, so close and, like, Yvonne and Melissa could get eliminated here and I was like, oh, the alliance really just killed, like, sealed their fate for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd hate to lose that team.
I mean, it was between losing Sunny and Busy or Yvonne and Melissa, which seems likely next two episodes, right? Mm-hmm. Unless the alliance crumbles and Angie and Danny get U-turned or something.
Well, I feel like we'll get to it, but it depends. Like, it depends on what the starting breakdown's going to be next episode. Is I think feel like that's what I'm excited to see.
I was confused, especially because Rod and Letitia have not spoken much about the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was this an alliance of convenience? Like, you know, sometimes on Survivor, it's like, oh, we're just on the same tribe together. Let's just stick to it. Like, it's convenience. It's what it's here. Like, was it just because they were in that group? Like, did they have a... Like, I just was very confused about their inclusion in it.
Yeah, to me, that was odd as well, because we haven't really seen any major examples of them working together. I suppose we got it a bit, kind of the past episode, when everybody was following Danny. But yeah, it seemed like... On the surface, it seemed like an alliance of convenience, but the way they were talking about it, it felt like this had been going on for a while.
I don't know. It's definitely something to pay attention to, especially if it goes coming forward. Because we never, like, even for all the alliance talk we got with Amber and Vinny and stuff like that, we never see it like this. We've praised, like, oh, they gave little hints here mm-hmm. and there. Like, this was full on helping, and it just ramped up in a way that I don't think anyone could have predicted. So it'll be interesting going forward how this plays out.
Yeah.
And if this, like, is this like a full-term alliance? Is this just mega leg survival? Because I think that all teams realized that they had strengths that they needed. Like, you know, like there wasn't a situation where it's like, all right, we just need this one person or we need this one team. It felt like a real commitment for the mega leg.
Mm.
And I guess another element that didn't bother me was the fact that they were all equally contributing. Or as opposed to sometimes, like, I feel like it could be totally, I don't know. The fact that they were all working as an equal, I don't know. It just didn't bother me as much, but I obviously didn't love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll look, keep our eyes on this group two, I'll call it alliance. They never really name alliances on this show, but I'll call it the group two, the departure time mm-hmm. two alliance or something like that. But we're here, the mega leg in Argentina, and like I said last episode, Juan and Shane, they start in the first group, and they're going to probably stay in the first group for next one. But they're in the first group, and so they go somewhere. Don't they? Do they go somewhere, or they just get the detour clue right away?
They went somewhere to, like, a plaza.
Oh, yeah, the circles. Was that an Olympic thing, or am I...
I don't know what that was about.
Because it was all the rings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they had to go to the rings in the park, and... Then they get the clue for the detour, the first detour, which is the bicicleta or the boladera. And the bicycle one, they have to grind the plastic water bottles to get, like, the shreds. Or they have to do the boladera, which is they have to sort of almost lasso the animal on the track. And I honestly don't know how I feel about them, so I'm going to let you know how you felt about the challenges. I'm not sure how I feel yet.
I thought they were both okay. I think the thing that really stood out to me from this was as soon as, you know, we get Juan and Shane and Ricky and Cesar working on this, and, like, you can see that this is, like, a difficult challenge. They've got to lasso this thing in 10 throws. Generally, in every team that we saw, there was one partner who kind of immediately gets it, and then the other one struggles. Whether that was one person's better than the other, or the fact that one person went first, so they had, you know, up to 10 throws, whereas the second person's just getting the handful of what's left over. I don't know. But I loved with this how the alliance shows up. And, like, as soon as they picked this, I was like, oh no, like, bad move for Danny and Angie, this, as soon as they chose that of the two. And then when they show up, and immediately, I love that they immediately just switch. Like, they see it and they're like, this isn't going to work out. Let's go and do, like, the cycling. So that to me was fun. And I just think, like, the cycling was fun because of, like, the whole, like, Rod just, like, powering through. And then, again, this was more like alliance stuff that I didn't mind, of, like, them finishing first and then working on the mapping with a random local to get to the next spot. I think the real fun team here was the moment with Derek and Shalisa at the cycling where they agree to do, like, I think it was like 5 bottles each and then switch. And he does, I don't know, 3 according to Shalisa. And then she's gone off at him, and the fact that he didn't even finish the last one that he was doing, I thought, like, was great. They were just having so much fun throughout this episode. But I think big mistake by them to kind of switch detours. I get that she thought he was never going to get it, but I'm like, you're getting it consistently. I feel like he'll get it at some point. To me, that seemed like a big, like, waste of time. And who knows how long they had already been there at that point.
Yeah, it's really tough. I felt like this challenge, it was like, why don't we just let the person who sucks more do the practice until they get it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why he wasn't the first one to do it, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, she got so much practice, and then he sucked. And, like, yeah, he should have just stayed. And, like, it was a record number of switching detours this episode. Like, so many teams. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought, like you said, it was very funny when they all show up and they're like, all right, we're leaving. And at this point, it was interesting to think about because, like, obviously, Angie, she's not be able to do it for whatever reason. They just decide that. And, like, they tell Ron and Letitia, and he's like, okay, I'll go with them. So, like, I was very confused. Like, oh, they're going to work together longer term. Like, I just was very confused because he... Obviously, we know they can't navigate. So it was very interesting in this moment they chose, like, safety of navigation over just doing what they could do on their own. And so I'll be interested, like I said before, like, how this plays out for them. Will they continue to rely on them for navigation or what?
Yeah. I feel like this is the downside of kind of these group starts, which I know that, like, obviously there's a reason they have to do this. And they don't... like, normally do this in a normal season, but this is, you know, COVID and charter flights that's causing, like, this to be how we're going to start things. But then it makes it very clear and, like, it's smart. Like, if you know there's, like, a pack behind you and, like, a pack of three, then it makes sense to work together. And especially, too, when you're in a group where you know that you're going to be able to beat people in a foot race to the pit stop. So I think, like, this... is smart. It was interesting to watch that the episode. And what I'm, I suppose, confused about, and I suppose they have never really revealed, is obviously we got, you know, the whole big alliance back in, I don't know what season, but, you know, 4 or 5 seasons ago, maybe not that long ago. And then they came out and they're all like, we've, like, made these new rules that are going to prevent kind of these alliances dominating the show. And I'm like, what are these rules? because this episode, it was not, like you say, it wasn't like the one-off, like, oh, here's a tip. It was basically, we'll get to it, like, at the roadblock. It was basically, I'll do the entire puzzle for you, and you just stand there and put the pieces in, but I'll tell you exactly where they go.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, because we didn't get anything like that the rest of the season. There was no major helping like that. So, yeah, I don't know what the guidelines are. One thing that I thought about in this episode for these kinds of charter seasons, I'll call them, is that every placement actually matters. Just because there's not going to be a situation really, like, hard. I don't think we've really had any yet where there's, like, a bunch back up kind of spot. Because essentially they start bunched up. So, like, every position matters. Like, third to fourth is a big deal when you start, like, because you could be in the first group or the second group or you know, first and second, it's a big deal. So I'm very interested to see how that, like, if that matters, because, like, we saw that was Angie and Danny last, they were fourth, and now, like, the sort of those three, that alliance was flip-flopped their order again. So it's like, how will that play into a lot of this? It's very, yeah, a lot of these sort of unintentional strategies and thoughts are coming into mind. And now I'm just like, I should need to know X episode because I'm very confused. I don't know where to stand on a lot of it. I thought that the two detours were fine. I really enjoyed the bikes and the fact that Derek and Shalisa, I don't know if it's because they were more relaxed because they were so last or something like that, but they were on fire this episode. Like, they were so brilliant. Like, I have too many quotes by them written down. And her, like, blow up at, like, when he was like, we'll do 5 and then we'll switch or whatever. And she's like, you didn't even finish. It was so funny. And then, I don't know. He also got annoyed that, like, they did the first detour, but I thought he picked it. Like, I don't know if you remember that, but I swear.
That's what I thought, too.
I was like, why are you getting mad at her for doing this one when you're like, we could have done the other one? But you know, we'll have plenty more to talk about with them. But after that, they have to drive to the racetrack where they have the first roadblock. Also, we need to mention at the start of the episode, Danny's like, "It's roadblock day for my mom." how did you feel going into this?
I mean, this is before we get the alliance too. So this is what I will say. This was so smart on their part, whether this was a long-term thing or forced by the situation. This was so smart and it helped Danny and Angie so much. Like, this was the time to do it, but I was so scared initially. And then when we get the first glimpse of the roadblock, I'm like, oh, and no, especially before they went into detail that they were doing like a puzzle. I thought they were going to have to like drive this car around the rally circuit and beat a certain time. And I was like, in my head, I was like, oh no. But then I had this moment of, well, Angie's the one doing the driving everywhere, so maybe she can like speed demon around this course. And then we get the puzzle, and then I'm like, oh, like she can probably do a puzzle, surely. Like they would have picked her anyway. And then obviously we get all the drama, but this was just, this was wild that they set themselves up so early to be like, look, Angie's doing both the roadblocks, no matter what they are, she's doing them.
And it's crazy too, because it's a mega leg. Like, you don't want to save any energy for her. You want to wear her out so much. I mean, credit to them. They're being very smart about how to race this. Like, more so than anyone, they're being very smart of how to play. Like, what challenges to do, what challenges not to. Like, they're being very calculating. Which I guess we should blame them for the alliance this episode. Because it's really their orchestrating that they're like, we need to protect my mother in all situations. Like, if this was a normal mega leg and there was no one helping her, she wouldn't be doing it, or they'd be stuck. Like, yeah, I was like, man, rough day for her. But yeah, I went through so many emotions at the racetrack because I was like, oh, if they're driving, like, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, that's fine. And then I was like, oh, it's just a puzzle. That's easy. Like, well, how hard can it be? And she's like, I can't do a puzzle, or I forget the word. She's like, it's spatial. I can't do that, or something like that. I was like, what does that mean? What? Yeah, I went through so many emotions. And then when they mentioned that she's wearing a hot suit, and I was like, she's going to die. And then the medic came, and they're like, oh, God.
And I was like, so convinced she was going to throw up in the car.
I was like, with the helmet blocking her mouth.
Yeah, yep.
I was like, what are they doing? I have thoughts on the second roadblock, but man, this was crazy for her. And it's not even just her. Like, this proved to be quite a hard challenge. Like, Ricky struggled a lot. Letitia was a hot mess. I think even worse than Angie. Letitia was a hot mess.
Can I say with this surprisingly hard challenge, though? Because I get you've got the stress of the race and it shouldn't have been hard. like these teams struggling made no sense to me, because I thought initially, like, oh, okay, like this is a bit difficult because you've got to like work out where you start and you're trying to map what corners you take. But then it gets to the board and I'm like, every single team that passed this put it together a different way. It was just making it out so that the lines made some sense and actually connected to each other. I do not understand the amount of teams putting pieces in where like the road didn't connect to anything. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, where did you drive? It just made no sense. I'm like, this is just a puzzle. Just line up the lines so everything connects and you'll pass. Like, it was not as hard as they were making it for themselves. And when you got like the teacher was terrible, when Derek gets here and he's got the starting line and it's connecting to nothing, I'm like, did you sit stationary for your lap or did you go somewhere? It was just crazy to me how much people struggled with this.
Yeah, I have no words for how bad people botched it. And, like, they all put the starting, like, square in the bottom right. Like, a lot of people were putting it right there. Like, we started, like, there, and we moved, like... But even if you weren't, like, worried about the direction, you went in a circle. So it doesn't make sense that it doesn't connect as, like, a circular form. So yeah, like you said, it makes no sense that lines were not connecting at all. Maybe if you're first time, you just want to see all the pieces. Like, I'd understand that. But like, they were like, at 3 minutes, they were done and nothing connected.
Mm-hmm.
It was like so weird. And like the funny thing is, there's a very funny line that Shane says when they're there, and it's like, oh, Juan's going to take a lot of time. He's not that smart. And he gets it on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and all these other like quote unquote smart teams are struggling. Like, I don't know where the, is it exhaustion? Is it the heat? Is it the 3 minute time limit? Cause that seemed to add a lot of pressure. Cause I felt like if you have all the time in the world, I guess you could get it. But the 3 minutes, was that a big deal, you thought, to the pressure?
I think it added to it. But again, like there were what, 9 pieces? Like it was a nine, I just really cannot get wrap my head around how hard it was. And I'm going to have to put it down to the stress and the heat. And I think, yeah, I think the time factored in, but I'm like, surely so you can complete a 9-piece puzzle in 3 minutes. like that's not, they could have, like, the pieces were heavy and hard to put in, but theoretically 9 pieces, one, is it like a 1 minute puzzle? So yeah, it was crazy to me.
Yeah, it was very wild. And like, I just don't get where the confusion got. Like, and it was like, I thought that maybe there was going to be a little confusion of like, there's a lot of extra, there was no extra pieces. There mm-hmm. were no, like, there was nothing in there other than a time limit. And maybe they were heavy, like you said.
Yeah.
So it was wild. Danny also,
that there were sections of this course that were like, instead of just like a one lane, it was 2 lane. And I feel like if anything, that's making it easier. If it's got 2 lines on it, it needs to connect with another piece with 2 lines on it. Like, I feel like there wasn't like a whole bunch of different permeations that this puzzle could have go. It felt like there was kind of like basically like, you know, one way to almost get it right. And then everything else, the pieces wouldn't have connected properly.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It was a mess. And oh, Danny also said during this part, he's like, I hope she doesn't pass out in the car. Like, also we see this again where she does a challenge and she's like, I can't do it. I'm gonna quit. We should do the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
The last time she did a challenge, she's like, why don't you just take a break? This time she's like, I'm quitting.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this wasn't a situation where she could just lie down and have Danny paint her face when she was about to collapse. But I think this was very like well measured by Danny to kind of talk her down from like the 4-hour penalty, because I mean, Derek and Shalisa were far, far behind, and who knows actually how far behind, because we'll get to the fact that we don't even see them do like the last challenge full stop. Yeah. But yeah, I think 4 hours, maybe they wouldn't have been able to survive that.
Yeah, that it would have killed them. And yeah, you just got to calm her down. Like, I think that the heat definitely played a part. The challenge played a part. But the crazy thing is, this was such a doable challenge for her, too.
Mm-hmm.
The second one wasn't, and she had no problem with it.
Yeah.
Like, it was wild. At this point, Amber gets it. She's the first of that group to get it. Also, we got 5 teams here at the same time. How did you feel about everyone being bunched up? There's a lot of bunching up, despite the fact it meant nothing.
I loved it in theory, but like you say, it meant nothing. And then, the alliance stuck true against people saying, like, no, like, you go, like, Angie being like, you go, you win this leg. I'm like, they're not winning this leg, even if they leave now. Like, it's not happening. But, it was nice to see, like, throughout this episode, like, people in the same spot. Like, you still had, like, the first 2 teams getting out faster than anybody. But, like, this is a point, too, where we saw a real kind of, like, yeah, teams bunched up and actual, like, changes in order. I think this was one of the better episodes in terms of most of the teams being in touch with one another.
Yeah, so at this point in the alliance, Amber gets it first, and she's like, it was so sweet. I thought it was very sweet, though, that she's like crying. She's like, I don't want to leave you. I don't want you to get eliminated or whatever. Like, I'm going to help you. And then, and they're both saying, like, go, win the race. Like, get ahead. But she's like crying. I thought it was very sweet. And then she decides to help these people who could not solve a puzzle for their life. I thought it was very sweet. It kind of overrode a little bit of the, like, oh, they're helping each other. Cause I was like, oh, Amber, sweetheart. Mm.
Yeah, this was interesting to me because I really thought, like, okay, I thought at a certain point she was going to leave, because when she is explaining how the map looks to Angie, and you can clearly tell that Angie's not, like, retaining any of this information, it's trying to, like, take, like, a mental note in her head of, like, yeah, it kind of has a curve on the left and this piece is straight in the middle and this, that, whatever else, and you can see that nothing's going in. And then I thought, oh, that's, like, how she's going to help, and then she's going to leave. But the fact that, yeah, they stayed, and then she was just basically, like, without touching the puzzle, like, here is how it works. This piece goes here, and that piece goes there. Yeah, I thought, again, this was, to me, where it kind of, I started to get a little bit soured on, okay, like, they're basically just doing the challenge for the other person. Like, this, to me, like, kind of crossed the line a bit in terms of, like, helping out or giving advice or actually, like, doing the challenge. I'm like, really, what's the big difference here between Amber just, like, putting in the pieces for Angie, really?
Yeah, it's definitely a tight balance to walk, but there is nothing against the roadblock participants helping each other. So it's just weird for this setup, especially just because you have to do the course and then do the puzzle in a time limit. It's just that's a weird setup to help each other, because otherwise, like, if it's like carrying something across the road, or, you know what I'm saying, like, you could easily help easier. I don't know, it's a tight balance, and I'm not sure, like, obviously it's fair, I'm not against it, it's just weird, like you said. So we'll see, like we said, we'll see how they go in the future. And at this point as well, we saw a little bit of the butting heads between it's emerging the thoughts of that the two all women teams are like, they're helping each other, like, whatever, like, they're getting a little attitude because of it. We definitely see this play out a lot more. But what were your thoughts when this emerged initially?
I thought it was interesting. I thought it was, like, I think it's a fair bugbear to have, but I, like you say, like, it's within the rules, and obviously they'll raise around it, and we'll get to that, of, like, okay, well, then you guys just form your own alliance and help each other. Like, if you see other groups working together in, like, a large group, then I think the best way to combat that is form your own group, you know? And I get that it was hard to do because you're behind them at this point, and you started behind them, and frustrating too when you get to a challenge and you're like, oh, great, we can pass some people because they don't understand a 9-piece puzzle. And then the realization that, oh, no, we can't, because someone else is just giving them the response. But also at the same time, I feel like you're standing close enough, and we get this later on, just copy off them.
Yeah, they were trying a lot in the second challenge where this really emerged. But yeah, they were just annoyed. And I don't know if this was editing, but they also got it, like, right after the other teams. I don't know if that was, like, editing of the episode or not, but it seemed very interesting that they were, like, so close together, these two kind of groups. So the next challenge, or the next thing, is that they have to head to the stadium where they get the next roadblock, where they have to play, like, bubble soccer, and they have to score a goal. I thought this was kind of the most fun challenge, just because you're seeing these people get tackled to the ground, and they're, like, just flailing around like a fish on the deck. Like, it was just, I thought it was a lot of fun. This is where I definitely had some questions about the race, because I definitely felt like they took a little pity on Angie here. but they still tackled her, so I thought I thought it was still fun. I actually enjoyed this challenge a lot.
Yeah, I thought this was great. I love the moment that you saw, like, in so many teams where they, like, it finally dawns on them, the realization that, oh, these people are just gonna, like, barge me over, even if I'm nowhere near, like, the ball. Like, there's pretty much, like, no rules here. It's, like, just smash into people. And I love the moments when, like, you have kind of these moments where, like, Cesar and Rod kind of realize, oh, well, I'm just going to bump people back then and send, like, other people flying. So, yeah, this was fun. I was in a similar mindset to you. Like, when they pick Angie, I'm like, this was really a doozy of an episode for her to do both roadblocks. Granted, they were doable, but, like, both very tough and physical. And, like, her, again, saying, like, you know, I was overheating in this suit at the car, and now I have to go inside this plastic bubble, and I'm going to overheat again. And I was very keen to see if they would go easier on her or not. And while I do think they went easier than the other teams, and I think kind of in a way, you know, fair enough, let's not kill somebody at a bubble soccer challenge. Like you say, she still got pushed over. I think lots of the time she was falling over her own feet, but like she got pushed multiple times. So I think like fair enough. I do think eventually they kind of just gave it to teams. Like I felt like this was a challenge where no one was going to be stuck there forever. But I think that was pretty fair in terms of, you know, how the players on the field were interacting with each of the participants.
Yeah, I definitely think it's like we see sometimes in the singing or dancing where it's like that, like if you did that on your first attempt, you wouldn't have passed. But on your like 12th attempt, that passes kind of deal. Mm-hmm. That definitely came into play here where like certain teams, like I think Shane did it like first try. But some of the other teams, you could see maybe like, also, they're probably tired too, these other people. They're probably not like, you know, as energized as they were at the mm-hmm. start when they're going on, you know, they're struggling just as much. So I think that I'm not complaining at all that it was unfair. I just felt like she did not get as pushed as some of the other teams.
Yeah.
But fair. I mean, let's not kill a woman in this game.
Yeah. Yeah. This wasn't we haven't got the medevac this season, and I hope it doesn't come into play, but this is another challenge where I'm like, oh, just waiting for somebody to like break their ankle or something.
Yeah, this is like a painful challenge waiting to happen. Especially because you don't have your hands free, like it's tough. Who was it that adopted the strategy of like, oh, they're gonna just knock me down, so I'll just knock down the entire team, opposite team, and then I'll be able to score easy?
Yeah, I think that was Cesar. I think just like everybody, bam.
Yeah, I thought that was a good strategy. I was like, that's a good way to play it. But yeah, I thought I had so much fun watching this challenge and everyone getting knocked down. Like it was just so much fun and like so ridiculous. Classic amazing race stupidity.
Yeah, this was great. And then like here too, like we get like the like order change of like teams like arriving there before other teams and teams getting lost. Like this was really I think, yeah, another interesting point in the leg.
Yeah, at this point you're right. The women's alliance mm-hmm. surpassed team two alliance. Were you like what were you feeling? Because were you like where did this come from? Are they doomed? Like what was running through the mind? Because I don't know, did you feel that Derek and Shalisa were really out of it at this point?
I think I did it like at this point. I can't remember if like when Derek and Shalisa, I think when Derek and Shalisa show up to like the car racing, like everyone's gone, right? So I think by that point I figured like, oh, like they're in big trouble. The only suspense I got, I suppose, was when kind of the women's teams leapfrog the second group. And then I'm like, oh, maybe the second group is like really lost. It was just funny to me that like, obviously, like, Amber and Vinny, not the best navigationally, and everyone's praising, like, Danny's navigation skills. But at this point, like, he, you know, they get lost. So I'm assuming he messes up somehow. And I'm like, well, that kind of is, I suppose, like, the downsides to your alliance. Like, yes, it's been good, like, the rest of the time, but, you know, you've just let, you know, two teams pass you. If you left by yourself and got lost, you still might have been ahead of these people.
Yeah, it was interesting to see. And while we will not really talk much about them in the context of what's happening in this leg, when Derek finished the race car challenge mm-hmm. and Shalisa walks over and sees the puzzle, she's like, that was it? Like, that was so good.
That should have been everyone's reaction to a 9-piece puzzle.
It's literally the letter O with mm-hmm. one little dip, I think it was.
That's it.
But I thought her reaction was so funny. And yeah, unfortunately, they part of them got done and they were lost, but also they made all the wrong challenge choices, I would say.
Yeah.
Like they did the throwing when they should have done the bike earlier, or they should just stayed at the bike or the throwing.
Yeah, then she, it like, was an episode of Derek sucking at pretty much everything, apart from navigation because he was driving. So, I mean, he gets a pass on that, but, you know, wasn't great at the last two challenge. Granted, like he went second, so I think that's definitely harder. Was terrible at this in the race car, putting the puzzle together. Honestly, like wasn't the best at bubble soccer either. Like I think at that point, like, you know, it was done and dusted. But again, was struggling very much at that as well. So it just was not a good leg for him.
Yeah, quite an interesting way to go. As he even said at the end, he's like, "I let her," or like, "I suck today." Uh-huh. At the pit stop, like, yeah, he had a rough go. So after this, they get the next. They have to go to the steps to get the next clue, which is the detour, which you don't even need to talk about. It's essentially one challenge because everyone shows the one challenge, which is what's your beef, where they have to memorize the meats and then put it on the board to get a check. I thought this challenge was kind of like fun in concept, boring in execution. But the only reason that this challenge was exciting was the three stations that, like, once you're in there, it's kind of like locked off. And like the Alliance uses that to like full capacity. I thought that was just like really smart, like gameplay. And I thought that, you know, in my head, I'm like, I don't really care for the Alliance, but this is like the fun, like breaking stuff that I think is fun every once in a while. Like they broke the rules of the game. They didn't actually break the rules, but they sort of broke the way that they expected it to go. And I thought it was a lot of fun where they're like doing show and tell of like, this is X cut. I just thought it was very funny. He's like, we'll take our time. We'll get it done. I thought it was a lot of fun despite it kind of ruining the game.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Although I was so upset that we didn't get to see anyone attempt the other challenge. I could get it's a detour and this can happen. But to me, the other challenge looked like more fun and it would have been, I don't know, just like more humorous. And to me, too, like, on paper, potentially easier. Like, I think if I was picking based on the clues, I'm like, okay, let's go with the fingerprint one. Because I don't have to remember, like, 14 different words in a language that I don't speak. But I think what helped people is we have so many Spanish, you know, speakers on this season that everyone was like, oh, yeah, like, we can memorize a couple of words in Spanish. So, yeah, it was interesting to me. The strategy was really what made it. I think, too, here you kind of got a bit more of that kind of race for first place. And I love the moment, too, where, like, Ricky and Cesar show up and everyone's scared that, like, Cesar's a chef. Like, does he know a whole lot about meat? But then, like, his specialty is more like pastry, apparently, or whatever. So that was interesting. But then, yeah, this moment with, like, the breaking the challenge, again, it's just Danny being like a fan and I suppose understanding kind of the strategy of the show that I think is interesting. And I love the moment too where you've got Yvonne and Melissa and Sunny and Busy there and then like Rod and Letitia just like run in and try to do something themselves, which was I don't think ever going to work really here. And then the fact that at that point, like Angie and Danny and Amber and Vinny are like, well, there's no point us like waiting here. Outside, let's go back and look. And the fact that by the time they get back there and then they have this conversation of like, as soon as they come back, let's run it, like run off. And then like they don't even get to like look at anything else. And then the female teams come back and then Angie's kind of like, what's happening? Danny's like, just go, like go. And then yeah, them locking it down I thought was really, really smart and really cool that they could just, you know, at this point, try every possible combination and the teams behind them could do, like, nothing about it. Like, their options were either wait or switch detours, which is not going to be, like, a good decision at this point. So it was really smart, yeah, gaming of the race and kind of, like what you said, breaking the show almost. But I think that's a good thing that then the producers have to, you know, think about things about whether, yeah, was this good enough TV that we keep it? Is it next time that you can only be in here for a certain amount of time. I think that's ways around it. But I like that it makes kind of producers think about, you know, the fairness of the race and how can we do things differently to prevent stuff like this happening. But it's always fun to watch like a first time kind of real breaking point of how the leg's structured.
Yeah, I had so much fun during this. And like the show and tell was great. And the fact that like there was that real, I felt like there was real competition between all the teams competing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though we knew the outcome was inevitable, it there was that sense of like, oh, they're actually fighting for everything. It felt really competitive. And then when
the awkward confrontation at the end too, amazing.
I was just gonna yeah. Like when which I think it was Sunny, I can't remember Sunny or F, which one of the teams was like, Angie, which piece was this? And she's like, it was so weird. And it's like I was extra confused because, like I said before, they had like a little bit of a chip on their shoulder when they were aligned, and now they're like, let's all get it done together and get out of here. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Now you want help? It was very confusing, very uncomfortable. Not like it wasn't super cringy, but it was definitely a little bit awkward.
Yeah, it was a tough one to watch. I loved Angie just being like, honestly, that was all them. I don't know anything, which, to be fair, based on the puzzle earlier in the episode, could very well be true. And then we get this moment again of like Danny, like against his better judgment, trying to help them. Although I think, to be fair here, you probably want to give them something at this point so that in the future, if you have to work with them, like you can kind of pull an alliance together and kind of get that, well, we helped you last time, you help us out here. So I think him giving them like one thing was actually smart, and I kind of wish he'd given them, you know, maybe even a couple of things before leaving. But again, this is a great moment where Angie's like, I had to go into mum mode and like shut him down and stopping him because he'd help everybody. So that part of it was fun, but I agree with you. It was just really awkward when there's kind of like this tense standoff, and then it gets to a point where I think like Yvonne and Melissa are like, look, they're not going to help us. Let's just do this together. Like, let them just go. They're not going to help us at all.
Yeah, it was very weird. Like, I don't know why they, like, I guess because Rod and Letitia finished, they're technically allowed to bring the next team in.
Mm-hmm.
But it just brought so much chaos. And, like, it's weird that they got it in, like, the stages. It was like one team got it, and then another team got it, and then they were helping the third, and then they were both, all five teams in there at mm-hmm. the same time. Was just wild. It was definitely a lot of fun, despite the fact that you kind of knew the outcome. It definitely took my mind off of Derek and Shalisa. Also, we didn't bother showing them at this point, but
yeah. Well, I mean, Derek and Shalisa did the clearly they did the fingerprint feature, and it went really well for them.
Yeah. So at this point, also another thing that kind of weirds me out is like, Danny's like, sometimes let's help everyone, and then sometimes let's not help everyone. Because once mm-hmm. they leave, they're like, all right, see you at the pit stop, everyone for themselves. I don't know. He's I'm not sure how to feel about how his strategies are working sometimes.
Yeah, this was funny to me. I think, again, the right decision, because you don't know how like the groups are going to be split next time. So you know you're safe if you travel in this pack. But you also, if you're Danny and Angie, you also know, like, chances are if we travel in a pack, you know, we're going to check in last of these three, unless we make some pact to step on the mat at the same time and break it and make it confusing for the race in terms of how they're going to split it. But again, I think at this point, they needed to split up. I think they had done enough helping to kind of justify this. Like, it's not like they've been pulling off everybody else, and granted, Amber kind of saved them at the first roadblock, but I think they had done so much heavy lifting in terms of the navigating that it wasn't kind of like a team who were hanging on doing nothing and all of a sudden are like, see you, like we're going to finish ahead of you and we've done nothing to help you this episode. So I think it was okay. I just love that they tried to do it and like there was no way this was ever going to work. It's like you're all leaving at the same time. Even people outside this alliance have been like following you in previous episodes. Like you guys are like the known kind of navigational group in this race, so it just made it funny to me how they turn around and they're like, yep, everyone's following us again.
Yeah, it was very interesting, and then they like got passed by everyone, which is very funny. Uh-huh. And so we get checking in at the pit stop. We lose Derek and Shalisa. I was very sad. They were a lot of fun this episode. We've enjoyed them so much throughout the season. I was very wrong in my one prediction I made so far this season that the final three teams are going to be those three teams. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, everyone else was sucking so bad that it seemed very possible that those three teams could be the three. Two of them I still think have a very good shot at making it to the end. But we lose them. I'm very sad. Any final comments on our eliminated team?
It sucks to lose them. I think they were so much fun. It was such a, like you say, an unexpected kind of fall from grace. The fact they finished third, three, like the first three legs in a row. And then just from there, it's just all like downhill for them. I think they were fun in terms of their like bickering and squabbling. Like it was just funny. It wasn't like mean spirited. rest in peace, the crosswords. I will never forget that moment from this team. Like, that is probably my favorite moment from the season, and I don't think it will be beat. Yeah, they were just so much fun. I love too that they were like, you know, with Kishore and Karishma, like they called them like mum and dad, like they were like the parent team. I just think it's a shame that we've lost them, but I think they gave so much throughout this race, and definitely somebody who, you know, I don't think it's going to be going to happen, but would not be opposed to seeing them back some point in the future.
Yeah, I agree very much. I don't think so, but I would love it. They, you know, surprise. We've gotten more confusing returnee, you know, situations. So, well, why don't we talk about predictions? We have Derek and Shalisa. They finished in eighth place. Let's see. Let's go with someone we don't care about where they finished. I said 12th place. So nowhere near. Let's talk about someone who also said 12th place. That is Colin. So it is not going to Colin this week. Let's go. Jared, what are yours? Let's see. Oh, you do not have faith. 11th. Any thoughts on that now?
You know, in hindsight, not great. But in terms of the second half of the race that they ran, you know, not bad.
Also, I cannot wait to get to Angie and Dandy predictions when they're all dead last in our predictions. I said they would finish in 9th, so I was one off, and Kristen said 7th, so she was also one off. So the point for Kristen and myself, that brings her tally even further ahead. She has 4 points. I have 2 points. You and the AI have one. Colin, big old donut.
Yeah. Kristen's just always, she's leaving in the front group and we just can't catch her.
She's the Ricky and Cesar of this Christmas. Impossible to catch up to. I have one more thing to talk about, but quick thoughts on, since they talked a lot about this being the halfway point of the race, which I didn't really think of it as, but, I guess it makes sense. There's 13 teams, so there's only 7 left, so it's fair, close enough. How do you feel about Endgame? Is it inevitable Ricky and Cesar are going to be in the final three? Like, what are we thinking? You know, Juan and Shane have really improved. Like, how do we feel moving forward for these teams?
I think Ricky and Cesar are almost like a certain look at this point. Like, the worst they finish is second, and when they finish second, it's not a close second, it's a, like, you know, we were the group that were in front of the pack, we stay in front of the pack. It's just so weird to even see them with other teams in the challenge. That's why, like, this episode, actually seeing them somewhere when, like, the bulk of teams came into the challenge was odd. But again, they just leave in front of everybody and then they never see everybody again. So I think, to me, like, they're like the lock. Juan and Shane, I think it's possible, like, it's likely that they'll make it into the final three, but I'm not as confident because I do think they're a team that probably, like, could make a huge mishap. Like, there's even talk of it this episode in terms of, like their roadblock choice when Shane was like, I know Juan would love to do this, but I need to do it because if it comes to a puzzle and I have to do it, like, we're going to lose. So I think with them, like, there's challenges out there that could potentially trip them up. But I would say out of everybody left, like, they're obviously, those two are, like, the most likely, I think, to make the third. And then in terms of, like, who would be rounding out that final three, I do think, again, it's between, like, I want to say it's between probably Amber and Vinny and Rod and Leticia. I think that Sunny and Busy and Yvonne and Melissa, I would be very surprised if they make it to final three. I think we could see those two go out next. And Angie and Danny, as much as I would like to see them make the final three, I just don't think it'll happen. I think there's, like, too many legs to get there. Although, I mean, if you're reading into the edit, then I think there's, like, a little bit of legs there. Like, you saw, like, the strategy of, like, Danny, like, saying, like, Mum has to do these challenges, and if Mum does knocks out the two today, then I think we've got, like, a very good chance of making it all the way to the end. So, like, it's a possibility, but I just feel like they're going to get caught out on a roadblock that Angie has to do because of the format and numbering, or otherwise, like, they just get stuck in a foot race to the mat, and they're not really winning that against any team here.
Yeah, I do think your winner picks have a shot. Like, I think that we were very worried episode one. But I think they have a real shot at it. And especially after this emotional breakdown for the other teams, I thought it was a real boost in the edit perspective. So, yeah, I still think it's pretty fair game for two spots. So we'll see who probably joins Ricky and Cesar, unless it's, they get a crazy challenge that they can't do.
Which, I just think they're such a well-rounded team. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't,
like I'm saying, I don't see that coming.
Like, what is the challenge that they struggle at? Like it would need to be something like, they're obviously not, but they get to a challenge and they're vegetarian and it's meat eating. Like, I feel like it has to be like that type of thing that, like, it's either like their greatest fear and they just can't do it.
Yeah, which I don't think they do that for mandatory challenges anymore. Another thing we have to discuss. We didn't do it last few episodes, but I've been casually perusing the Amazing Race Facebook group. What do you think is the hot topic of conversation?
Oh, surely like the alliance, right? Oh, that's cheating. Yes.
A lot of that. A lot of posts have turned off comments because of this. So many people are like, not a fan of the team sticking together. You know, when the mom couldn't do the puzzle, it's time to cut her loose. like ruining the spirit of the race. Like, people are like, oh, I want that the women's group to surpass these teams. Let them get an advantage because they didn't cheat. A lot of cheating, conversations. And then people in the comments like, well, they didn't technically break any rules, so they didn't do anything wrong. And it's like, and then a lot of conversation of, oh, is this low budget? Like, what's happening? And it's like, we've talked about this. Like, yeah, it's just a lot of alliance chat. No really great comments that I can specifically highlight, but it's been, if you want to see fun arguments today, go check that. Unfair for other competitors who did it all on their own. Some of them would have been stuck forever. Some people do think that Derek and Shalisa would have caught up if they had not like done those challenges or cheated. So it'll be fun to see how this goes. Episode rating. What would you give it?
You know, coming into this, I was thinking bin. But after talking about it, I think I will rent it. I do think there were some good moments. Like, the alliance bugged me to a point. But I do like that that thing, I suppose, from a strategy point of view. I'm just, I suppose, projecting forward that, like, I hope that this doesn't become, you know, a mind five where they kind of dominate the rest of the season. But I don't think we're in danger of that happening, given the quality of the teams above them.
Yeah, I will join you in the rent. I had more fun. I came a little higher in this than you did, but yeah, I thought it was fun. I think the race side of it kind of just like paled, and the teams were just having a lot of fun doing some interesting strategies. I enjoyed it. I think, yeah, not one to write home about. I think, how do you feel now when you complained a lot about the last episode being a letdown? How do you feel about that one in hindsight now?
I feel like the last episode was better than this one. Like I said, I do feel like this was the weakest episode of the season. But, I mean, we're at the halfway point, and I'm just loving this cast. I think this is such a fun cast. I really, like, couldn't care less if, like, the challenges have been low budget, because I think the cast is carried. And I think this past episode was probably some of the best challenges budget-wise. Throughout the season, so
I know they stepped it up just to let us down.
7 to 11.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. The cat, like, I'm loving not having a favorite this season, and not even because I don't want to. It's just because everyone's been so enjoyable. And Yvonne and Melissa and Sunny busy.
I think the mega leg like worked really well in one episode as well.
Oh, yeah.
A standard episode. Like, I think a mega leg fits a 90-minute episode well. Because if this had been split across two, I think, like, it would have been painful.
Yes. Could you imagine halfway through we talk about Derek and Shalisa getting lost or stuck at the racetrack, and then we've got to continue next next episode. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, can they catch up? Yeah. And this one you could tell that they were behind because the sun was setting and you're like, oh,
yep.
It's dark for them. Anyway.
The moment at the end when they're like, yes, Phil didn't have to come and meet us. We got to meet him. But in my head, I'm like, well, did you or did you get a clue when you finished the roadblock saying, hey, guys, don't go and do the next detail. Go straight to the pit stop. And I love the moment, too, of like, should we walk or should we run it in? I just will miss them a whole bunch.
Yeah, I'm very sad that they're gone. We'll lose a lot of fun character moments going forward for them. But the race will continue on. Jared, thank you for being here yet again.
No worries. I'm, you know, consistently across it this season.
Yeah, it's a good season to stick around for, I guess.
Yeah, this is true.
You've stuck through a lot worse, so. And we'll be here for next episode. Hopefully we will have maybe a little less alliance chat and maybe a little more fun challenges. Maybe someone won't pass out or will pass out. We'll find out next episode. And we'll see you then.
Thanks for downloading this episode of the Oz Network. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or by copying our RSS feed into your preferred podcast provider. And while you're there, please drop us a rating and leave us some feedback. You can also be sure to stay up to date with all the latest episodes and happenings from the show, as well as finding out how you can get involved in upcoming episodes by following our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as getting everything you need under one roof at theoznetwork.net. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.